me, gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. For Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem, in Judah, this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. For which his mother Mary did nothing to him sworn. Oh,
in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. The shepherds at those tidings rejoiced much in mind, and left their flocks of
from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's glory, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with us is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, lead your contemplations, brighter visions keep afar. Seek the great desire of nations, we have seen his natal star. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching wrong in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
the Beaches, and we are happy to be in worship with you today. So welcome to worship at Countryside in this wonderful holiday season. But we are certainly missing our families out there and our friends, but we are all together in this wonderful time of the year. So welcome to worship today.
Merry Christmas, Countryside!
Bye!
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 There it is. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and he came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to this light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Will you bow with me for a moment, please? Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks for this time to celebrate. We give you thanks for the gift of Jesus. We give you thanks that in him you came to be with us. Lord, we give you thanks that you came to be the light of the world to a people who walked in darkness. You have brought a great light. Lord, we are those people. And so, as we gather, we know that we need to hear a word from you. And so we ask once again, dear Holy Spirit, please pour yourself out on us. Take the words of the scripture that we share, the humble words that I will offer, and the thoughts of all of our hearts, and inspire them. Breathe life into them. Make them come alive for us, so that in them we might hear the word of God, the word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. I think this may be my very favorite service of the entire year. Now, like many of you, I love Advent and Christmas. I love the music, the hymns, the carols that make our worship come so much alive. I love the beautiful decorations that we see, the lights on houses. I love the themes of hope and peace and love and joy that we remember year after year in this season. This service might just be my very favorite. I mean, the sunrise service comes in really close, but I have to confess, because I am very much not a morning person, that this service just kind of edges it out a little bit. Candlelight, communion, the last celebration of Christmas, before we gather with friends and family, before the presents are opened, before the meals are consumed, this time to celebrate. And another reason why this may be my very favorite worship service of the entire year is because this is one of my very favorite texts of all of the year. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And nothing that got made got created without the Word. And the Word was light. And at the end of this magnificent passage, we hear again the promise, the reality, the hope. that the Word has become flesh and dwelt among us in grace and truth. The Word became flesh. It's magnificent. And so I want to invite you for just a couple minutes to ponder with me. The Word made flesh. First, the Word. The Word, whatever it is that we want to know about God, has come to us. The Word, this Greek word logos, it means word, it means understanding, it means wisdom. It's the end of all our ologies, sociology and psychology and all of those, physiology, right? They're the study of, they help us understand. This word captures all of who God is. This word captures all of what God wants for us. This word captures all of who God wants us to be. This word of God. This word who creates, this word who was with God from the very beginning, this word who is God's very self. You know, and this is the magnificent thing. If there's anything that we need to know about who God is, it's right here in Jesus. If we want to know anything about what it means for us to be followers of God, it's right here in Jesus. Karl Barth, the 20th century, getting in the wrong era, theologian, talks about the word this way. It says that Jesus is the Word of God, quoting the Scripture, and says that the Scripture is the primary witness of Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Right? Because the Word is around us. Right? We look at the Scripture and it tells us about the Word of God. It's our primary way of knowing it. But the Word speaks to us in our sisters and brothers. The Word speaks to us in fellow Christians. The Word speaks to us through parents and grandparents, through Sunday school teachers. The Word speaks to us through the things that happen around us. The Word even speaks to us through those who don't know, to those who follow other ways. Because even in them, the Word still comes in grace and truth. Certainly not clearly, certainly not wholly, completely, fully. They're certainly not our best place to go. That's why Barth says the Scripture is the primary witness. But also, the Scripture tells us that the Word of God, the clear, crystal, unadulterated, completely concentrated Word of God came to us in Jesus. This is the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word who shows us, who tells us, who speaks to us, who gives us understanding about everything we need to know about who God is and how we can follow God. This is the Word that we celebrate. We celebrate the Word, but we also celebrate that the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh. The Common English Bible says that when the Word became flesh, when it put on skin and bones, that it moved into the neighborhood. That's the other thing that's amazing. The wholeness of God, the mystery of God, the majesty of God, the power of God, the unending love of God came and became flesh, became human, took on us. The writer of the Hebrews says that Jesus was human in every single way that we are, yet without sin. That Jesus faced every temptation that you and I will ever face. That Jesus experienced everything that we experience. That the Word became one of us. It's the perfect translation of the Word. Right, translation is the art of taking the meaning of a word in one language and moving it into the language that your reader or that your hearer can understand. And this is what has happened in the incarnation. When Jesus became flesh, the Word of God got translated into a language that you and I can understand. Got translated into a language that we can see. Got translated into a language that we can experience. God was so determined that we were going to be able to understand His love, His grace, His power, His desire to give us salvation, that He came and became one of us so that we could get it, so we could understand. God went out of God's way in this incredible experience to speak our language so that we could see the Word of God, that we could hear the Word of God, that we could know the Word of God in a way that we could connect with. The Word of God in all of its astonishing and unboundedness came and put on flesh and blood so that you and I would have a hope of really beginning to understand what God was saying to us. That it was essential for God to be able to save us. It was essential that we could understand what God was saying to us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh not only so that we could hear what God was saying to us, but so that we could begin to say it to one another. Right? If the incarnation is the perfect translation of the Word, then the challenge for you and I is to take that same Word of God and make it real in our lives so that we can translate it into a language that the people around us can understand. I think that's a fundamental reason why one of the powerful images in the New Testament about God's church is that we are the body of Christ. That I love that image because it talks about how we're all different and God makes us all work together, how we need each other desperately because none of us can exist without the rest of us. But it's also a reminder that as the Word became flesh in Jesus, so that same Word through Jesus becomes flesh in us. And so our lives translate who Jesus is, translate the salvation that God offers us, translates the grace which God pours out on us, translates the love that God has shared with us by making it real in our world. This is the Word made flesh who dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And this is the invitation that we have as those who live out the salvation which God has shared with us in Jesus, that we might also reflect that same Word in our neighborhoods for the glory of God. This is what we celebrate at Christmas. That's why this is my favorite worship of the year. Grace to you and peace. And have a very merry Christmas. Amen.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven. heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead seen, Hail incarnate deity. Pleased with man in flesh to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and light to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. While he lays his glory by, born that we no more deny, born to raise us from the earth, born to give us second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
In many ways, this has been a challenging year. We've lost loved ones. We've been faced with things that we would never have imagined. And yet, in the middle of it all, we are reminded of these words from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom he will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time on, word and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And now I invite you, as we sing together the familiar words of Silent Night, as we sing those together, would invite you to take your light, and as we sing, share it with those among you, so that as you receive the light of the world, you might share the light of the world. Let's sing together.
Oh. is born.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Power to God.